Let us offer our consecration to the Lord. Lord, we offer up to you this day as we glorify your name and entering into ordinary time for year B in 2024. Let us be humble before you and let us trust in your work behind the scenes. And we ask this through Christ our Lord. Well, today, of course, is January 9th, but more importantly, it's the first day of the first week of Ordinary Time that we celebrate. The first Monday of Ordinary Time was yesterday, but we don't celebrate it because it was Baptism of the Lord. And the first week, the first Sunday of Ordinary Time, is one of those days that are never celebrated. The first and the last weeks of Ordinary Time, first and last Sundays of Ordinary Time, are never celebrated. The prayers are there, and during a Ordinary Time Mass, you can use any number of prayers, including those. So that's the only time that you will generally hear them, because they're not used. The first Sunday of Ordinary Time, for example, this year was Epiphany, and so that obviously replaced it. And the last Sunday of Ordinary Time is always the feast or the solemnity of Christ the King, which replaces the 34th week of Ordinary Time. So we are now in Tuesday of the first week. You won't hear Monday, the prayers for Monday, and you won't hear the prayers for the first Sunday, just so you know. Kind of a little bit of a trivia there. Well, I wanted to focus something on the Gospel of Mark today. I know I usually look at the first reading, and the first reading is very powerful. It's the early parts of the story. It's actually the story of the conception of Samuel, who becomes the prophet to Saul. Very powerful story, and we're going to be looking at that later on in the week. But I want you to look at the gospel today. And remember, if you have your favorite daily missal of whatever type, there are subscription forms. There is the bound form that you can buy, which has the daily missal and also has the Sunday missal. There are two different books, or you can find it at bible.usccb.org. And just so you know, I use a software called Verbum, which I use professionally. Anyone can buy it, but it can be a little pricey, and, you know, I bought it a long time ago. And it's very effective, and it gives me, it's like a library of information, so that's what I use. And it obviously has the daily readings there. Well, one of the things I wanted to look at is something that you're going to find throughout the Gospel of Mark. Because what we see in the Gospel of Mark is Jesus challenges the church authorities. Notice he never challenges the Roman authorities, even Pilate. He doesn't challenge him. He explains who he is. He stands before him. He pretty much, for the most part, remains silent, but he doesn't challenge him. But he does challenge the religious authorities. And do understand that that's what God does if the religious authorities go off the track. And he still does that. So keep that in mind. So he does challenge the religious authorities of the day. So if we're looking at the first, the gospel reading for today, we see that Jesus basically makes himself known in the synagogue. And he starts teaching in the synagogue, and all those who were listening, as it says, were just fascinated by what he had to say. And then he rebukes a demonic force also in the synagogue, and the demonic force recognizes who he is. Well, I want you to, you can look at that and you can see that, and that's okay, that's what happens. But kind of look at the big picture. What is he doing? He's challenging the authorities. Obviously, we understand that the authority of the world, which is the devil, then the devil's kingdom, they recognize who he is and they don't want him there because they recognize what he is all about. And they even ask him if he has come to destroy them. So that's all there. But people listening to him. His fame is being known in the area. He's becoming very well known. He's doing some powerful teaching. He's doing some powerful things. And what is that doing by default, which is not in the gospel? But with Mark, you always look at the bigger picture. You kind of imagine. You imagine Mark is like the bare bones gospel. And you add everything else upon the skeletal structure. And what are you looking at there? He's challenging the authorities. And always understand this is what Jesus does. We can see it very clearly in Mark. We're going to talk more on the other side of the break. You're listening to St. Anthony Overnight from St. Anthony Parish in Alston, Massachusetts, right here on WEZE. We'll be right back. I have a suggestion for you. If you ever want to attend Mass at St. Anthony Parish in Alston, I'd like to extend to you a standing invitation to our 10 o'clock a.m. Mass every Sunday. So if you're looking for a church to call home and you weren't sure about maybe trying out St. Anthony, the standing invitation is for you. But I also want to do something else. If you come to church, you might say, well, what am I going to do? I don't want to just sit there hands hanging when the collection basket comes around. Well, here's what I'm going to ask you to do. Write the word radio down on a piece of paper and put that into the collection basket. Now, that only goes for St. Anthony Parish in Alston. So if you don't currently call a local parish home and you want to sit in on a Sunday Mass, this standing invitation is for you. Come on down to St. Anthony Parish, 43 Holton Street, Alston, Massachusetts. Conveniently located just a stone's throw from Soldiers Field Road and the Mass Pike. So just keep that in mind. Okay, so we're here and we're talking about, so understand that everything that Jesus does, he knows exactly what he's doing. It would be like if you imagine a rock being thrown into a calm pond and you see all the ripples. Well, Jesus not only knows that the ripples will happen, he knows everything about the ripples. And everything he does exactly what he's doing. So now, he appears on the scene and he starts preaching, and he preaches in a way that blows everyone out of the water. So that means he's preaching more powerfully than those who are regularly preaching. So what is he doing? He's challenging the authorities. And remember what I said yesterday, what's happening is the authorities are misinterpreting the teachings in such a way that they're dehumanizing them. And we can see that very clearly with the teaching that Jesus has to say, the Sabbath was made for man, not man for the Sabbath. Because what they had done is they had taken the Sabbath and made that like the stone, this teaching in stone, which, I mean, there's a truth to that the Sabbath is key, but it's not so important that people are called to be slaves of the Sabbath. They're called to observe the Sabbath in love of God. But if you take love of God out and say, well, you have to observe the Sabbath, then it becomes more this tyrannical force. But if you look at it is, well, the Lord has asked for me to observe the Sabbath and I love the Lord, therefore I'm going to do it. That's a whole different understanding. And that's not a tyrannical force. That's you choosing to do what the Lord has asked. So if we understand the law is this basic, we'll say background. If we understand this basic foundation, and you don't want to do anything below the standard of the law, but you don't want to make the law, meaning the written letter of the law, the standard, you want to make the spirit of the law the standard, which brings you back to loving God and loving neighbor. And therefore, why do you observe the Sabbath? Well, in our case, we'd observe the Lord's Day. Why do you observe the Lord's Day? Because the Lord has asked us to observe his day. And if you want to love God, that's what you're going to do. But if you take, again, that love out of there and say, well, I have to go to church, otherwise I'm going to end up in hell, that turns that law into a tyrannical force. And that's what Jesus has come to break, the tyrannical force of the law, so that people will come to do what the commandment really says, love God and love neighbor. That would mean Jesus observes the law, which he does perfectly throughout his life. That's why he had to be born and he didn't fall from the sky. He has to observe the law perfectly because that is his mission. That's gives him the power to break the devil's authority over the law. But in doing so, in living the law perfectly, everything he does is an act of loving God and or loving neighbor. Okay, so it's coming out of his love of God and his love of neighbor. It's not coming out of him obeying a tyrannical force. So you're going to see in Mark this intense movement to destroy the tyrannical force and replace it with love of God, love of neighbor, which is what the law is actually all about in the first place. And so I wanted to bring that up so you can see he's challenging the authorities right from square one, as we see in this reading. So we're going to talk more tomorrow. In the meantime, we are here every single Monday through Friday at midnight and 3 o'clock in the morning on 590 AM WEZE. We'll be back tomorrow. I want to call your attention to Catholic TV, which offers great faith-filled, family-friendly programming 24 hours a day. You can find your cable channel at www.getcatholictv.com, and you can watch online, on the free apps, or check out the YouTube channel. Daily Mass, Rosaries, the Divine Mercy Chaplet, and the Our Lady of Perpetual Help Novena are all available online and on demand. Check out CatholicTV.com.